did day one go?
Very pleased with the work day one. I think it's really a reflection of how well the players and coaches have done in phases one and two. I mean, to go out there the first day and it's exclusively, passing is the focus. But, you know, we didn't have any pre-snap penalties on offense. So very pleased with that. The mechanics of the practice were I felt really good about. You know, tempo was – it was a plus tempo practice, which is – unusual, you know, to start off your OTA. So I thought the work was really good. The video was really good. But the reality is it was the first OTA practice. So I thought our young guys kind of, did some good things. We got some good executed plays on film. But, you're always working towards the fundamentals. But it was great teaching tape this morning with the players. So I thought we got off to a good start.
Like, what is the biggest benefit plus to finally having all your guys, all your coaches on for what's as close to a regular practice?
It's really the true opportunity to build and grow. I mean, every year you have a vision of how you want to pull your 90-man roster together. You have changes that you implement from the prior season. Obviously, we've had significant change on both offense and defense. Special teams is the most fluent situation on our football team. So you have all this change. You want to get it practiced. So, yesterday, frankly, was the first time we were able to, perform, compete, and see the preparation from the offseason take its first step. We have 8 installs that we've always installed, to get the offensive defense in. So we got the first one under our belt yesterday. So it was good work.
Mike, you talked about all that change. Do you sense maybe – there's a little more energy than usual coming back together because things are new?
Yeah, I would say that, the net energy in the building is significant since the change. I think that's normal, though. I would say that's normal. But the first practice of the off-season program, the first OTA, my recollection has always been high energy because, there's a little bit of a it's about time feel to it. Let's get out here and try to play simulated football as opposed to working on individual drills through the phase two, and you can't line up against one another, and defense is really challenges. We did a lot more on the field this year in phase two with our defense, so we made improvements there. But I thought the energy was good. I wouldn't say it was — we didn't win the energy battle for OTA number one. I haven't calculated that, and it's not in our database, but it felt good. I think that's normal.
Is there anything different about the install period with Mike Patton as the defensive coordinator compared to Dom? Does he do anything different from an installation standpoint?
Well, everybody's different, but really the structure, the format is the same. You install your defense in 8 installs. We have situation-specific things that we need to focus on both sides, so there's a complement to one another. Really the difference is you have 2 different coordinators communicating, looking at things. So, it's never the same. Anytime you change people, it's never the same. I think the communication between Joe Philbin and Mike has been very good. And, at the end of the day, I'm more focused on the mechanics and the structure and the specifics of the fundamental drills, how the drills are working, how our group periods coincide, and most importantly, our combination periods and our competitive periods. So I thought we got off to a good start yesterday.
Mike, now that you've seen Kaiser just a little bit, what's your first impressions of what you've seen?
Young. He has talent. I like the way he gets the ball out of his hand in the pocket. I can't really comment on, how he was coached in the past or, how he's utilized. But this is a different offense for him. So you're seeing – the fundamentals are definitely different. And this is very normal, especially at the quarterback position, because you don't have the time that you have in other positions to really focus in detail. Instead, you get the detail of the fundamentals, but you don't have the rep time individually as the other positions do. So normal progression is you see the quarterbacks, change the footwork, adapt to it. Then they feel like they're starting to get in the rhythm, and then as soon as they get into competitive periods, it goes right out the window. So we're kind of at that phase. Brett's still, working through a lot of that too. So, but it's really, You know, then you got the encyclopedia, the guy does it exactly right, both in the individual drills and the competitive drills in Aaron. So, you know, that's a great process and progression that we're going through with our quarterbacks, and that's very normal.
Mike, this is the third straight year you've incorporated a new tight end into your office. Is there anything unique about that position as far as that process and getting them up to speed as quick as possible?
Well, the tight end position, this offense is difficult. I think that goes on, you know, understated, frankly, because, you know, the tight end position, you know, outside of the quarterback and the, in particular the center and guards, the volume of responsibility is significant. You know, they obviously have run game responsibility. They're multiple positional players, so they have formation variation responsibility. So with that, they have characteristics, traits of both being in the backfield, out of the backfield, being extended as a receiver. Then obviously they have pass game, route running, and, you know, the route running principal responsibility. So it's a very, you know, diverse job responsibility for those guys. So it's a lot of work. And I think Jimmy's done a great job coming in here, picking it up, and he's been a great fit.
Michael, Kevin King and Quentin Rollins be able to do anything during the spring?
They're practicing. I mean, all the guys that are whatever level of injury that they're dealing with, they're participating. But it's still being controlled by the, you know, the training room, and we're just being smart with those guys and trusting the, you know, their timelines and things that are in place.
With young guys in general who aren't able to get as much field time this time of year because of injuries, how do you? What's the challenge of still developing them when you need them to get a jump? And
I mean, you set your development based on the, you know, guys that can go and the guys that are battling through rehab. You acclimate them as best you can. So you got three environments that you work on. It's the classroom environment, you have the practice environment, and ultimately the game day environment. So, you know, those guys that are injured are really in the classroom environment, and based on their injury, it's you know, just specific, whether it's just fundamental drills or anything that doesn't put them in a compromised position based on their situation and injury.
Mike, I don't know, obviously the major player acquisition periods for agency and the draft are over with, but do you have a sense for whether Brian is still actively pursuing veterans that may be out there, or what his approach will be from now till camp?
I mean, just, you know, just as far as Brian's you know, focus on personnel, it's a 365 focus days a year. So, but yeah, I just, those guys are always churning on things, and you know, I think it's no different than the coaching staff. You know, he's in year one, and so there'll be changes as he moves forward on just, you know, tweaks and change, because it's, you know, it needs to be his system, his structure. But I think I would classify them as still very actively involved and just checking everything and being on top of what's available.
You've talked a lot about that year two jump. What are you looking for out of Josh Jones, who obviously played a lot and played a lot of different roles for you last year?
Yeah, when I look at Josh Jones, I think we, you know, in some ways, you know, you want to get the young guy on the field. He has a, you know, unique set of skills, and, you know, he played a lot of different positions, and I think that was reflected in some of his performance. So, really, this year, the ability to focus in on, you know, one or two positions, and I think with that, you'll see him more comfortable and flying around and not thinking as much. So, I think he's definitely on pace for that.
Hey, Mike, obviously it goes without saying what Devontae's done on the field for you, but how have you kind of seen his role kind of grow now with some of the, you know, the younger guys that you have in that roster?
Well, I think like a lot of things that go unsaid, you don't really see what goes on behind the scenes, and Devontae is a tremendous student of the game. I mean, he watches a ton of film. It's just the communication, you know, between himself and David Rye, Randall Cobb. I mean, those guys have really taken an extremely active and forefront approach to the leadership in their receiver room, and even more so on the perimeter. So, he's battling a couple things, so he's in a limited state right now as far as practice. But I really like what he's offered to the younger guys, and because there's been some change. There's been change for everybody, and it's no different to the receiver position.
What can you work on with running backs this time of year? Because, you know, so much of it is the physical part, and they can't do that. So what's the key part here for running backs in this stuff?
Well, I mean, the running backs, just like everybody else, I mean, you know, just like the tight ends, you know, outside of, you know, run game responsibility and pass protection responsibility and moving in and out of the backfield. There's a lot on their plate too. So yeah, there's plenty to work on. And I know they're not don't have pads, and you don't get the inside run and things. But footwork, reads, keys, the pass protection stuff. So we have plenty of work to do on offense because we've changed a number of things, and this has been healthy for us.
I know it's early, but obviously in today's game we talk a lot about edge rush. When you look at the interior rush, especially adding Mo, does this have a chance to be about as deep as you've been on the interior?
I hope so. I like the way those guys are working. I think really the O-line and D-line is, you look at the big brother program that you won on your football team, and I think that's going to exist this year. I think the way these guys are, the weight they're moving in the weight room is significant, and the camaraderie and, the extra things that they're doing, away from the regulated CBA rules, time clock has been impressive. So it's a good group, and it definitely, I think you got to be excited about the guys, particularly inside.
Mike, is there anything in particular you'd like to see from the rookies at this stage? I know it's early, but as they integrate with the veterans and get out there on the
field? I think the most important thing for the rookies is to keep up. And that's a normal OTA phase mindset. And you can see the focus is clearly reflected in how we finish. So we dedicated a lot of time, particularly in the mini camp and at the end of the OTAs, to review days. Basically, we just keep track of the things that didn't go as well as we had liked, whether it's OTA 1 yesterday and 2 all the way through to first 8, and then we highlight those things at the end because we want to make sure those rookies get to go back and do the things that, just weren't very clean. Because once training camp gets here, it's a whole different, we're in a whole different ball game. So it's important for the rookies to keep up. That's really what I look for.